Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Chuck Graham Show. Well, and welcome, my friends. I haven't been around for a while. I've been kind of off-grid for the last couple of months, and I haven't done anything, but I have been inspired to show back up. And I think we're going to do a show every morning around 5 o'clock in the morning. It is 5 o'clock in the morning where I'm at now. And all the support that we've gotten, thank you. We're coming back up. I'm trying to get exclusively on putting it on our own membership platform at some point, but X is probably going to be where I put it out there. And I just got out of, it's so funny, I just got out of Twitter jail. I made a statement, and I understand why they did it, but I made a statement that, and I'd had a couple fireballs too, but anyway, I made a statement that Elon Musk said something, and I thought it was great. And I said, he's a savage, and I would take a bullet for this guy. And what I meant was, is if I was his security detail, I would take a bullet for this guy. And they suspended me for, I think, 24 hours. I guess the Elon Musk and bullet in the same sentence didn't go very well, but it wasn't, there was no malice meant. I was just simply making a statement as a ex-law enforcement. But anyway, I digress. Let's go on to Peanut the Squirrel. Folks, I've never in my life seen anything like this. Now, here it would be called the Department of Fish and Wildlife. Right up in New York, it's the Department of Environmental, whatever dumbass agency they got going on up there, the Department of Environmental Conservation, the DEC. So I can't imagine. I was a constable back in the 90s, right? And we had the ability to enforce fish and wildlife statutes as well. And I would have never in a million years taken a man's squirrel or his pet squirrel or his pet raccoon, even though I know that they're prone to rabies, but raccoons are, and so are squirrels, and so are dogs if they're not vaccinated. But the point being is this. Peanut was raised and rescued. From what I understand and what I've read, he was rescued. So this was not a wild squirrel that he took out of the wild. This was a rescue squirrel, rescue raccoon. And I'm sure he had the proper permits, or I would hope so, or maybe not. But I can guarantee you that at some point we'll find that this guy was conservative in nature or something. That's just my speculation to it. But to the DEC, you're a bunch of fucking idiots. I mean, blatant ass idiots. And the judge that signed the warrant, you're a fucking idiot too. Because what should have happened, and I'm coming from a place that of prior law enforcement, and I can tell you I've been involved in over 1,000 civil litigation cases. And I'll tell you something else too, because of the nature of my business, and most of them are small claims, but I understand how the system works. What should have happened is the judge should have limited the scope of that warrant and should have put in her order or his order, that the squirrel and the raccoon be quarantined until which time there could be a hearing and hear both sides, or deny the warrant altogether and set the case for a hearing, a show cause hearing of why the warrant is even. It's not like the public was at risk from Peanut the squirrel. He wasn't armed with an AR-15, or did he have rabies? You could tell. 10-day quarantine, you can tell if an animal has rabies. It's fatal. And they'll start showing signs. And once they start showing signs, there is nothing you can do about it. There's only been one case of rabies that the person ever survived, and that was a young girl that had to learn everything all over again. But the point being is this. Why in the hell did you take a man's squirrel and his raccoon? And why did the judge? Because they're liberal hacks. Now, Mississippi has something similar to that. And this is the reason why I am totally against the legislatures giving administrative powers for agencies to make their own rules. They shouldn't be able to make their own rules with administrative laws. And people say, well, they can't make laws. Bullshit, they can't. It's called administrative laws. That's where the power of Congress says, here, you can do this. And you can make certain regulations based on your professional opinions. It's EPA does it all the time. That's the regulations bullshit that Donald Trump's been fighting over for quite some time now. My point being is this, that shouldn't happen in America. Get off your lazy asses and make the laws that, and if the agencies want lobbyists to be able to lobby for things that they need, they should have to do that. We're a constitutional republic. And what that means is we're not a democracy where the majority rules. We are a constitutional republic that is regulated and represented. We elect representatives, not leaders. We don't elect leaders. We elect representatives for us. And that's what bothers me so much, is that people have no idea how this constitutional republic works. And I was listening to Charlie Kirk's and Ramaswamy. They were talking to a group of, and they wanted to know about the Electoral College. The simplest way to answer why we should never get rid of the Electoral College is simple. Because the president of the United States is elected by the states, not the popular vote. Period. That's the easiest way to do it. He is elected by the states, the same damn way that our Senate was elected until 17 or 13, when they passed the 17th Amendment, which should be repealed. The legislatures elected the Senate, which put more power into the states. Right now, we have two Congress. One just has a six-year term. The other has a two-year term. Our forefathers did not want that. They didn't want the 17th Amendment. They wanted the legislatures of the states to put in the senators, not the people, not the popular vote. And they're coming for your Electoral College, and that's going to destroy this nation. And I think Elon Musk was right when he was talking about on Joe Rogan's show about how that they're going to try to stack the deck in these swing states. They are, and they're already trying to do it. I digress with that. Back to Peanut the Squirrel. There's no way on this planet that they should have, even from a decency standpoint. That's why we have judges. The judge should have looked at the fucking affidavit and said, holy shit, you want to take this, what, a squirrel? One squirrel, not a whole bunch of squirrels, not 200 squirrels, not somebody breeding squirrels, just one fucking squirrel. You want to take that squirrel and that raccoon. Why? $10 dollars to donuts. He said something conservative, and they came after him, and they came after his squirrel. And I hope and I pray that his litigation, because from what I read, he's going to file. They're filing a lawsuit. I hope they win. I hope they shove that shit up New York City's ass, and that piece of shit director for the DEC. All I can tell you is, fuck off. You're a piece of shit. You should never have that job. Anybody that has no common decency whatsoever, I don't give a damn if you're game and fish or whatever it is. There's no fucking way on this planet that I would have served a damn warrant or a search warrant and raided a guy's house for one fucking squirrel. I had better things to do as a damn cop. There's no way. And the bottom line is people need to stand up and fight this crap. The judge was an idiot for signing it or not putting stipulations in it. I mean, okay, you take the squirrel or no. You say, no, I'm not. And once you go to one judge, at least the way it is here, you go to that judge for a search warrant, it's his case, period. I would have said, nope, we're going to have a show cause hearing. I want to hear both sides of this. We'll set it for hearing. Kind of like a ex parte protection order. Oh, here you got 10 days to take it to court to hear the other side. At the very least, I would have put in that damn order that you don't euthanize any animals you seize. You put them in quarantine until the hearing date. And if they did that, I'd find their ass in contempt and they'd be sitting their ass in jail. But the point being is this, nowhere in this country should law enforcement be that big of fucking idiots. You have great power when it comes to enforcing the law, and you have great discretion too. My thing is, what triggered somebody to go after this guy? Was he conservative? Did he just not have the resources to pick up the phone, call his attorney, and get an emergency injunction against her ass? Or he probably didn't know what to do. And he was probably intimidated by these morons. And with that, I'm going to end my little segment on Peanut the Squirrel. I'm sorry I got all sideways on this, but I get kind of animated sometimes. And I appreciate all the support, and we're going to try to keep the show going, and we'll be talking about some other crazy crap tomorrow. And go vote, folks. You got to go vote. And if you listen to the entire segment here, put down in the comments that you voted. So go vote. And like Elon Musk said, like your life depends on it, because it does. You know, that's the only way we can stop these people. We need to vote and make it too big to rig. See y'all.